Welcome back. This is Brews with the Homies. This is our episode to review Russian River that has just been released to Vegas. We're finally getting distribution of Russian River. So on this episode, we have all five bottles that are available to be purchased in the state of Nevada, in the city of Las Vegas and Henderson. We're going to try all five, and we're going to just tell you what our two favorite ones out of the five are.
Yep.
You guys excited?
Oh, yeah. It's great, because traveling to California, we would see some of these bottles here and there at different shops and pay a little bit of a premium. So finally to have it in Vegas is super cool to see. Awesome. There was a lot of pop-up events at different places, and the pricing was incredible. So
incredible. I think it was perfect.
You get most of these for $6-7. I think the other one was a little bit more on the end. I think the
barrel aged something that was
15 or so, but still great pricing.
Beautification.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a beer aged in wine barrels.
Yes, sir.
Wine barrels.
All right, let's start with that one.
Yeah, so we're gonna beautification.
Go, boom, this way.
It's a spontaneous fermented beer aged in wine barrels.
And then it was bottled on...
Ooh, shit.
January
25th of 2022.
Ooh, nice.
So it's sat for a little bit, which is good.
And then what's the percentage on it?
And the percentage on it, it does not say... 6%.
There we go.
It's right here. 6%.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Right off the nose, you could tell it's one of those spontaneous ales.
Whew.
Ooh, there's a lot of funkiness going on there. It's like on the nose, almost a little like fruity.
So, it's funny. It says beautification is 100% spontaneous. Yeah?
Yeah, spontaneously fermented.
Fermented beer using only wild yeast and bacteria. Something we have been doing since 2006. We started by filling our kettle chip? Oh, wow. I butchered the fuck out of that.
Coal ship
or horny tank, and
some brewing thing.
Some brewing thing, yeah. Sorry. But it was in oak barrels and has a tart finish.
Yes. Funky, tart finish. I think we've had this one before. I've had a couple of the different ones.
This is actually my first time having it. So far, it smells great.
Yeah, it's my second time. My bottle, the one that I cracked open, had like way less carbonation than this. Even though it doesn't have that much carbonation to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, I think the other bottle was like basically still. Which, this one tastes better because carbonation kind of aerates everything and lets the taste buds kind of experience everything.
Well, also, when you did pour this one, you did pour it slow. And that's what the bottle recommended, was a slow pour. Yeah. So, I think it's time to move on to the next one. I don't want to like spoil, say too much just yet, you know?
Keep going.
So the next one is, I think this one's the Blind Pig. Yeah,
yes,
the Blind Pig.
Oh, the Blind Pig's cool. So this one is their West Coast, right? IPA? Like their
Russian River. Does not say on here.
I think it's the, I don't know.
It is a 6.25% though. Smells like a West Coast.
Oh, it's a Blind Pig is a Prohibition era term for a speakeasy. Our first brewery was named Blind Pig Brewing Company, which was located in Temecula, California.
Oh, wow.
Generously hopped with hints of citrus, woody notes, and a lingering bitterness. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 6.25%. This one was bottled on 2/15. So, hey, let's get into it. Blind Pig, I had it on tap for the first time when I was in San Diego with James. Had it at a ramen place. That was fire. They had Blind Pig and Pliny on tap,
When I picked up this bottle from Corey, shout out Corey's, there was a gentleman in front of me that was checking out, and he said that he prefers the Blind Pig over the Piney Elder, which that was the first time I ever heard of it. But then once I heard of that and started asking more people at like Tenaya Creek and other places, they were like, yeah, the Blind Pig is preferably our favorite over the Piney Elder. So I was like, oh, that's actually pretty interesting. So, well, let's get a taste going.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. I pulled the Dustin.
Yeah, it's okay. I pulled the Dustin too. You can look back at the tape. You'll see me take a little.
I'm the only loyal one, guys. You know?
I know. I broke
it's all right.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta get a little taste, you know?
I know, like, just craving it, you know? This one, I don't know, for me, it goes really good with food, and I don't per se like to drink this one by itself. Like, I appreciate the characteristic and everything, but I think it pairs so well with certain foods.
So what certain food would you pair this with, like, off the top?
Back to that memory, I think that ramen, like, the mix of having like the ramen and this, the flavors, because I had like a wonton ramen. It was so good because those little wontons with the meat in there, the broth, everything just going, because this is such a hop forward, bitter taste. It just works so well with that for me, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, it would go well with some hot foods, whatever. Yeah. If you throw some chilies in your ramen or whatever they do with ramen, then.
The different spice levels and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'd be good.
Wow. So far, like, if I don't know if you can really pick it up on the camera. You might see it on JB's side here. But all these beers are very similar in color, but the barrel-aged one, Beautification. All of them, same color pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, and it's still not yellow profile, but it just has that little bit of
it has like a
foggy.
Yeah, it has like a foggy haze to it. Yeah. Just like where everything up here from Blind Pig down is pretty much the same color. So you guys want to go ahead and jump into the third one?
Yeah, might as well. Keep it rolling.
All right. So the third one here is the Hoppy Hops IPA.
Yeah.
This is going to be a 6.50%. So that's going to be awesome. Was originally brewed in 1944 by the Grace Brothers Brewing in Santa Rosa, California. So this is a Page homage beer to that.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
All right, let's cheers it up. Get a drink.
Cheers.
Yeah. Hoppy Hops, I think that was the one time when I brought it back from California and there was only one bottle at this bottle shop left. And I get home, I'm bringing all the beer in. I get it to my fridge and it slipped out of my hand and fucking shattered everywhere. And I was so sad. I was like, oh, it's the one bottle I haven't tried.
So this is your first time having it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, nice. Man, Harem, I'm curious of what you think, man, because out of all of the ones, I think you drank that one the most.
It's the most drinkable right now. I mean, it's kind of like, it gives you like a refreshing vibe, you know? Like something nice. I don't know.
Like when you have it, you just like, you know, kind of.
Yeah, the bitterness doesn't, like, there's bitterness that lingers, but it's not, like, in your face. It doesn't slap you, and it's like, hey, I'm here. It's just kind of like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey. Doing well.
Bye. Down the esophagus I go.
Yeah.
Well, so, I can kind of see where I'm leading more towards after we're, like, more than halfway done now. We still have two beers left, but I'm starting to think I'm figuring out my flavors of what I've liked so far. Before we give our rankings, I'm definitely gonna have to go through and kind of go through everyone just to make sure, you know, the first taste you're like, ah, you know, gotta switch it up and get a second taste in there, you know.
Yeah, because like with this one for me, kind of a little bit sweeter, like Heron said, a little bit more drinkable, which I like. I guess it was my second time because I checked Untappd and did have it back in 2022, so I must have, that was probably after I broke that one, but it had a different label in my defense. It was black instead of the green label.
Okay,
but like, I don't know, I really like this one so far. So
all right, so JB, I don't want to reach across here. Can you do the honors and grab the next bottle?
Well, we already know which one this is. This is the infamous Pliny the Elder.
No, it's not.
You're
that's
lying.
Oh no.
Yeah, this one is the blue one.
No, wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, do we have Pliny?
Yeah, right here.
Left. All the way on the left.
All the way to the left.
Oh, shoot. I thought that was the blue bottle.
No.
He's got it wrong.
Oh, man.
Damn.
He
was
so
ready already?
No, I thought that was blue.
No. Are you colorblind?
Maybe.
So for
this one, Road 2, Hill 56, The Story of Simcoe Pale Ale.
It's a pale ale?
Yes, 5.4%. And then this one, lots of Simcoe hops selected from the three original Simcoe growing families.
How's the sip? I'm calling you out.
Dude. Ooh. I think
he's
need
a little slow over here. I'm not gonna lie.
I know. That's why it kind of like, was
come,
like,
come on.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of like. Sometimes you just gotta.
Well. Like I was already ready for Pliny, and you guys are like, "No, there's a beer before that," and I'm like, "Oh man, come on!" Like,
all right, the second sip is a lot different from the first.
Ooh, man, one that is a strong pale ale in terms of flavor.
I will say, I'm glad I'm sharing this bottle with y'all because I don't think I could. Down a whole bottle of that.
If you like grapefruit, this is gonna be your shit right here.
Yeah.
This is pale ale, hits you with such a lingering like, rind of a grapefruit. If you've ever had like just a ripe, sour, bitter, rindy grapefruit.
Getting goosebumps after that. Ooh.
It lingers on the palate for a long time. Very bright, very forward.
It's aggressive is the right word here.
Which is crazy because it's light as fuck, right? Like it's just a very light, clean, but that grapefruit taste is wild.
My palate is so jaded right now, like I don't taste any bitterness in anything. I don't know what's going on.
You can't taste the grapefruit in there?
Yeah, after a while, you know, it's like taking a bite out of like a grapefruit without peeling the skin kind of deal, but like, but it's not like Malort type. Of just offensive. It's like, I don't know. I think it's pretty inviting grapefruit.
I think the viewers, when they watch this, they're going to see my face and be like, oh yeah, D-Bro does not like this on. He does not. Like, the faces I've made so far, like, I caught myself, like, going, oh man, like, ah, yeah.
Someone needs to resuscitate Heron's taste buds here.
Hey, you want some of mine? Like, I can, like,
I'm just gonna swap some spit with you.
I mean, also, it could be the fact that, like, I have a little bit of allergies going on because of the cats. So, like, that takes away a lot of, like, your olfactory senses, yep. Which, you know, contribute to a lot of flavors and whatnot.
Ooh. Ooh. I would definitely say out of all of these so far, that is the most aggressive, like, on up front, like, yo, what's up, dude?
That was the easiest one to drink for me, dude. I'm tripping. Like, I'm opposite. I don't know what you guys are
doing. Honestly, you might like grapefruit, but...
No, I actually do like grapefruit. Yeah, I love grapefruit.
All right, so, Heron can't wait.
Piney of the Elder, we definitely did an episode on this before, because I'm pretty sure we had it with... I'm pretty sure we either had it with Matt... Ryan or somebody. I know we've had this before on the pod.
This thing's notorious.
Yeah.
Like,
this is like a first ballot Hall of Famer almost.
Yeah, because it used to be so desirable, so collectible.
Now, we have it in our own backyard. We can go pick it up anytime we want.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things to where... Back then, it was so hard to get. Like, people hyped it up, and it was so great to drink because you paid all this money or you found a way to get it. But as the access to great beer has expanded, you have so many great options of beers that kind of rival this taste or do the same exact thing and try to add their own twist. It is one of those more you respect it for the history, the memories, or people... have to have it because it reminds them of certain things and they want to relive those memories or experience something that has such a great history behind it. Still solid, especially at the level now that they're destroying, it still tastes the same and it tastes great. But is it the number one in that category? Is it going to be the best of that style? No, but at the price point being available... great to pick up and enjoy. You'll never go wrong picking this up and enjoying it.
I just almost feel like for us to like include the Piney Elder in our top two is like kind of like a default thing. So I would say out of the five, I would say the Piney Elder has its like own spot, I guess. I would say we should probably do it out of the four.
No.
No? You got yours different?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't wait. Well, I'm going to take a couple more sips out of these just to like make sure I got my answer. If you guys want to go ahead, if you got yours,
I think
go first.
Pretty confident.
No, it's like kind of like I have the top two, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, what I think should be in a world of its own is this wine barrel age thing, because like it's unlike the other four, which I think the other four are pretty similar.
Yes.
Like the whole process, the whole flavor, the whole vibe, like it's just very like Russian River, like, hey, this is our brand and this is what we do. We don't play around. This is just, you know, we have some fun with a couple of spontaneously fermented things, but like, if you like what we do, you're going to like almost every single beer we make.
So. Yeah, like Pliny the Younger, we had for my birthday 2 years ago. And
I
like,
remember that one.
Their triple, it was delicious. I think that's...
Shout out to Quinn, ones. Right?
Yeah, yeah, shout out Quinn. Dude, first of all, thanks for pulling that out of my memory, because like when you did that, like my mouth kind of was like... Oh,
that
man.
Shit was so... That was my favorite. That'll probably forever be my favorite Russian River. See if we can get it this year. It'll be pretty tough. It's... I don't know how it gained even more popularity, because it's such a... They made it such a special event. It's like they have it, they brew it, and they're throwing like a party where you can only get it there. So...
And once then, a year. Once a year, right?
Yep. And it's at very select places. You'll find it in San Diego. Maybe one or two places will
have
it.
Hopefully, you know, with the new... distro true. Partnership out here. Someone maybe hopefully somebody out here gets it.
That'd be
tight. If that's the case, I think we definitely gotta get it and definitely bring it on the pod, because I do remember that one from that night specifically.
That was great.
Heron brought up a very good point. He said that the wine barrel one should be off to the side.
I think we should still rate it out of the five, because these are the five that are available. So if people are leaning towards maybe one, they want to know our top two, so they could go out there, pick up, maybe they only have the budget for two bottles. Maybe they only are like, you know, I'm not drinking as much during the week.
I got you. I see what you're going.
So
what you're putting down.
And there you go. So we'll go with that, because even myself, I haven't been drinking as much. I try to limit it, and I can't fucking pound like I used to, you know. One stout bottle by myself last night, and I was out.
Oh, that's insane. Right?
Oh, whoa.
Like a smaller one like this, not the tall one.
I thought you were talking about
still,
like one of... Like this right here.
Like this.
I thought you were talking about one of these. No, I was about to say, dude.
Back then, I could. Not going to lie. Ooh. Probably could. Like 2 years ago, I could pound one of those. But like this puts me to bed.
I will tell you this. You know, for somebody who doesn't drink as often as I used to, I can still put them back.
Yeah.
Cancun proved it.
You're always going to be that special.
But all right.
There you go, Heron. My bad.
We led into your top two.
All right. So I'm going to throw Blind Pig. I don't know. I thought it was a lot of hype, to be honest. Everyone's like, oh, man, Blind Pig over Pliny, over everything, whatever. You know, whatever allergies are going on right now, Blind Pig is number one. This pale ale thing is number two. The grapefruit shit that nobody liked.
I like grapefruit. I'm just saying. It's there.
This is nobody over here. You ever seen John Wick 4? This nobody. So, anyways.
Damn. What a reference.
He's in the mode.
He's sickle mode.
Pickle mode.
Hey, where's my pickle beer? Pickle beer? Give me another one.
So, that's number two, right? Number three, we're going to go Pliny the Elder.
Dang, okay.
You know, still made the podium. But out of five,
that's a bronze medalist.
You know,
I get it.
Out of five, cool.
I get it.
It's cute. And then, what the hell is this thing again? the Happy Hops, right?
Happy, yep.
Yep, Happy Hops.
It was cute. It was probably the easiest to drink out of all of them.
Yes, for sure.
So, I don't know. Doesn't mean that I disliked it because of that. I actually loved it because of that. And it just depends on what kind of mood you're in. If you're wanting something that's just, like, super drinkable, you're just going to be mindlessly drinking this thing, but, like, having good flavor, hell yeah, dude, pick up the Happy Hops. You're just going to be kicking it.
Yeah, watching the game, playing games.
More focus on the conversation or the task at hand than the beer. Yeah, everything else deserves mad respect, especially this barrel age one. I'm still going to rank it. If I'm going to have to rank it, I'm going to rank it last. Just because, I don't know, it's an acquired taste for sure.
Yeah.
Who's going to go ahead and pick up a spontaneously fermented thing that doesn't have fruit added? You know, like, usually people love the fruit or whatnot. Like, this thing...
That's me. I saw it. Like, all right, so I looked at this beer at Corey's. I was like, yo, wine barrel? Fucking sign me up. Because you know why? Peer project. Pier Project, yeah, Pier Project was the one who put me on. And, you know, when I see something that they say is wine barrel aged, I got to give it a shot. You never know what it's going to taste like. And honestly, some of my favorite beers from Pier Project are the ones that they have in wine barrels. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, I got to give it a little shot.
Yeah, you got to try it out. All right.
So you're going to go?
Yeah.
I'll okay, good. Because I still haven't decided.
All right. So it's tough because I have my days where I think I would pick some a little bit higher than the other, but I'm going to go with, I don't know. It's like that.
You got to commit.
I'm going to commit right here.
Full send.
I think my number one's going to be the Happy Hops.
Oh.
I don't know. It just right now I'm on that kick of either I'm going to full send it with a stout, big flavor, triple, something like crazy big, or I'm gonna go with something super drinkable, and I think out of these it's the most drinkable, and that's where I'd have to recommend it. Number one, you want a drinkable beer, still has some flavor, you're still gonna get some hops, but it's not overly offensive, not overly hoppy bitter. It's gonna be right up your alley. Second is where it gets tough, because I lean towards loving funky shit. I love, you know, we've talked about it on here, we've had so many funky beers, and that has a special place in my heart, and I want to rank it second, but like Aaron said, no fruit in there, there's nothing to like really draw you in, and it's a little bit more on the pricey side in terms of these bottles. It's gonna fall to three for me. So my second is actually gonna be the Blind Pig, because I think it goes so well with so many things. It could be one a lot easier if I think I was more in that desirable beer mood, or if I wanted to really just enjoy the beer and focus on the beer. But I think I give more importance to the drinkability right now, and something that's well balanced for many people to enjoy. So I think one, definitely Happy Hops, two, Blind Pig, three is gonna be the spontaneous or the wine barrel one, four is gonna be Pliny, and then five is going to be the pale ale. Even though I like grapefruit, don't get me wrong there, strong taste. If you like grapefruit, you have to go for it. It's going to be on that 5% range. But yeah, that's where everything's going to fall for me.
You know what I just realized? You're wearing a beer zombie shirt. I'm wearing a beer zombie shirt. Aaron doesn't have a beer zombie shirt. You're both wearing hats. I'm not wearing a hat. We're wearing glasses. He's not wearing glasses. So, but
he's wearing a watch. We're not wearing a watch.
Oh, man. We got pants on. You got shorts on. See,
hey, this he's got their socks on.
I got my socks on. So it's not gay. All right,
but your pants. Yeah. All right, what's your ranking?
All right, so my ranking is, I think, a lot different from your guys's. I'm gonna be completely honest. The Blind Pig. If you're the guy at Corey's that recommended that this was going to be better than the Piney Elder, I'm sorry, but the Piney Elder is better than the Blind Pig. So I'm going to crush that off right off the bat. I'm going to only go three. I'm going to let you guys decide what the last two are for.
Okay.
Keep you guys on suspense. I really like the Beautification.
Yeah.
Beautification was honestly very surprising, because it, when I first had it, it reminded me of one that I had from Pier, just because of like the oak barrel at the end. Like,
yeah,
you can definitely get the oak taste at the end. And that's what I was really like looking forward, was like, hey, maybe like, let me see if they have the same like characteristics and flavor from like Pier Project, right? And it did. And I was like, oh shit, okay. Next thing, had a couple more sips. I was like, oh man, more this warms up, the better it is. So that's my number one. My number two is going to be the Happy Hops, just like you guys.
Yeah.
It was just very approachable. It was honestly one that like I'm kind of saving for the end here, because it's like really delicious.
Yeah.
And it's very easy, approachable. And it's like, for me at my house, I'm the only one that will drink a whole bottle. So
yeah,
for me, I would grab this bottle, I would drink it while playing video games with the bros up here.
Yeah.
And the third and final one, the bronze medalist, is Piney Elder. It's just very consistent, very just the same in all the flavors. I was, now that they're, you know, they're distributing more, I was you know, you expect the quality to fall off just a little bit because they got to produce more and more. But honestly, the quality, in my opinion, is still there. And it's just like one of those good classic ones to have. So I think that's my top three.
Yeah. And we already know your other two. We got Blind Pig is number four, and the Pale Ale that you think is not your favorite is last, and probably way far last.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Really it's actually last. Opposite.
You're lying, bro. No way.
I'm being serious.
You hate Blind Pig that much, bro? There's no way.
No, the more I drank the grapefruit one, the more and more I was like, actually, this isn't that bad. Okay. You just have to get over the initial, like, aggressiveness, you know? And, like, I can sit here and probably just keep sipping on this one and be good. The Blind Pig, I don't know. I don't know if it's a bad bottle for me or what, but...
I mean, it's just that West Coast bitter... punch in the face.
But see, I like West Coast. That's my thing. I'm just surprised that like the West Coast that they have is not like, I'm not typical. Like slobbering over it.
So it's like one of those things. I think I was thinking about this the other day. I've had so many different styles of West Coast lately, and they all have such unique profiles and such different. I've had sweet West Coast lately. I've had super bitter ones. Ones that are like dank as fuck, and you're just like, holy God, did I just fucking take a hit? Like, oh my God, it's everywhere. But there's just so many different profiles, and I think that's, maybe this is like an old school classic, like kick of the hops and very aggressive in your face. And some people are going to dig that a lot, where maybe you're used to maybe like the newer West Coast that are a little bit more approachable, different hop profiles.
I think that's what it is. I just think that I've been so spoiled of West Coast because, like, let's be honest, West Coast.
And the cold IPAs that you've been on?
Yeah, I have been on a cold IPA and that lager train lately. Yeah. I'm like Heron from, like, a couple months ago where he was on just straight lagers. I'm on that train now.
Which, speaking of that, we have two cans that we have not tried that are distributing from Russian River to us, and that is
STS Pills.
STS right. Pills, uh-huh. Which is, you know, goes through the lagering process.
Velvet?
It's a dry pale.
I'm pretty sure it's velvet.
Lager? Something. Dry pale lager, I believe. I've been drinking a shit ton of those. I've probably had a six pack.
How do you not know it then?
Well, because the can comes and disappears and I see the juice and the juice is what I want.
Heron says, I know what I want. I grab it, I pop it, pour it, and Kobe!
It's good. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? STS Pills are phenomenal. See? Phenomenal. Must have if you're
Velvet Glow, right?
Yes,
Velvet Glow.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure that used to come in bottles too.
But it has cans now. So STS Pills and Velvet Globe both in cans here in Nevada.
So the good thing is, you know, now that they're distributed out here, we're going to probably end up doing a Russian River can episode just so we can review those two.
Yeah, do those
and then we're going to do a couple of cool things coming up that we're going to talk about. I don't know when this is going to get released, but we're just going to talk about it because there's a couple of big things happening here in the beer scene this coming weekend. So March 9th is Astronomy's Last Day.
Yeah.
We're going to Astronomy's Last Day. And then later in the night, the boys, we're going down to the brand new Tenaya Creek. It's not new. Beer Zombies just recently purchased Tenaya Creek. So they're celebrating their 6th birthday at Tenaya Creek. So the boys, we're going to be there.
Yeah.
Everybody, even including James, which I was like, yo, James is going to be there? Oh,
hell yeah.
We're going to make sure he barfs.
Oh, God. No.
No.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Not this. Hey, for the new 420 that's coming up, maybe.
Oh.
No, wait. Not 425.
No, it's May the 4th be with you.
5-4.
The old 420 meets May the 4th.
Yeah.
I think they realized, like, hey, we can't do 420 because our friends here are a dual celebration, you know, beer zombies, smoking, you know, they don't want people to get too cross.
So,
yes.
Hey, here, boom. We'll be back at it again.
Yeah.
And this time I'm actually going. I already bought our tickets.
I have not bought any tickets.
And I also...
And Free the Whales.
Free the Whales, yes.
And that'll be later in September. Free the Whales will be tight. That's going to be probably a lot more stout focused, a lot more bigger beers.
It's going to be in September, so it's going to be that like pre-season of stouts. you know, like the preseason of NFL kind of kicks off right around there. Yeah, it's the preseason of stouts.
And then May the 4th, I'm sure they're going to have a great selection, like always. They're doing the Cantina Bar again.
Oh, they are? So I haven't done it, so, you know.
Hey, you've had the milk before, though. Hey, we got those cans when they were expensive as well.
Yeah.
Those crawlers, big blue crawlers.
Big blue. But I will definitely say, Russian River, thanks for coming out to Vegas. We really do appreciate
it. So glad that they could make that work. Yes. Know Vegas distribution can be a little tough to work with. And Chris, Vinny, all the homies, all the breweries taking their part and making negotiations and trying to make it work. And then the distro working together. I know it's a pain, but hey, you have a lot of great people out here that want to enjoy great beer. So it's a new avenue and a new option, because now that we have Pier, Bottle Logic, there's a couple other places that are coming here. I can't talk about it because I know a little, but there's going to be a couple more places from maybe the San Diego to Southern California area that will be coming out here, and you guys will keep an eye out on that, because we will be reviewing some of that stuff and getting our hands on it to talk about. So,
hey, you know, I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm about to get the scoop.
So competitive. The market is competitive here in Nevada now. You got distributors doing their thing. And
It's just a matter of time before one of the breweries just says, fuck it, and moves out here.
Yeah. I mean, we got like Voodoo, which is like...
We got to go experience
You know what we got to do for the viewers? I was just thinking about this in my head, and I was going to bring it up to you guys after we were done. We got to do an episode of all the brewery changes that are coming up. Because there's breweries that move. There's breweries that are closing. Yeah. There's just so much happening in the beer scene out here.
We're going to be a gossip episode, I guess, right?
Hey, you know what's going to happen?
Keep everyone informed.
No, we're going to keep everybody informed, because I've had it before where people were like, hey, like, what's a good brewery? Where's this brewery located at? And Jason, it's this one. And like, there was a couple breweries that moved from Henderson down to the Art District, and the Art District back to Henderson. Yeah. So there's just a whole bunch we got to catch you guys up on.
Yes,
and we're officially back.
Yes.
So
we're back.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
We got
plenty
of cool stuff coming up.
Yes. Wait, before we leave, beer to note. What beer are you recommending? I don't care about your podium. Yeah. I don't care about your hierarchy. What's that one beer you're recommending that they go ahead and buy tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Okay.
Happy Hops.
He said Happy Hops. I'm going to suggest you go with the Piney Elder. It's a good classic. It's a good starting stone.
Yeah.
It's the history. I think the Piney Elder is a good way to get kicked off to Russian River.
Yep.
All right, so out of the bottles, just go for Blind Pig. There's so much hype around it. You know, figure it out. Either, affirm their beliefs or tell them they're wrong.
Go for it. Make your own beliefs.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
Yep. Cheers. We got you guys. Later.
Cheers.